So here is the letter from Archbishop Coeur de Lion, translated out from the Latin, that means heart of a lion or lion-hearted. Either one applies. To the speaker, this is a notification to the Speaker of the House of Representatives in the United States Congress, Nancy Pelosi, he said, Nancy. The Second Vatican Council is in its decree on the Church in the Modern World, Gaudium et Spes, reiterated the Church's ancient and consistent teaching that from the first moment of conception, life must be guarded with the greatest care, while abortion and infanticide are unspeakable crimes. Christians have indeed always upheld the dignity of human life in every stage, especially the most vulnerable, beginning with life in the womb. His Holiness Pope Francis, in keeping with his predecessors, has likewise been quite clear and emphatic in teaching on the dignity of human life in the womb. This fundamental moral truth has consequences for Catholics and how they live their lives, especially those entrusted with promoting and protecting the public good of society. Pope St. John Paul II was also quite consistent in upholding this constant teaching of the Church, and frequently reminded us that those who are directly involved in lawmaking bodies have a, quote, grave and clear obligation to oppose any law that attacks human life. For them, as for every Catholic, it is impossible to promote such laws or to vote for them, close quote. A Catholic legislator who supports procured abortion after knowing the teaching of the Church commits a manifestly grave sin, which is a cause of most serious scandal to others. Therefore, universal church law provides that such persons, quote, are not to be admitted to Holy Communion, close quote, and that's Code of Canon Law, Article 9, Canon 9 to the 1 to the 5. With regard to the application of these principles to political life, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, as prefect for the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, wrote to the U.S. bishops in 2004 explaining the approach to be taken. Now, you see, we're halfway through the letter, and I'll read you the quote, but just please note, because the San Francisco Examiner, the whole front page editorial yesterday morning demanding the Papa Francis sack Bishop, Archbishop Coeur de Lion, and never one time mentioned or even explored whether or not Coeur de Lion did what is required of him to do. I find it unbelievably. This is not a coincidence. It happens in May, the month of Mary. It happens after the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart. The fact that the San Francisco Examiner now all of a sudden thinks Catholicism is important. So important that it must be practiced in the way that those faggot enablers, those sodomite ciders, believe it to be needs to be practiced. Folks, there are issues and events in play that cannot be explained by coincidence, coinkydink, or just, it better chart plays. It just happened to happen now. No, I ain't buying it. Nope. I believe that this morning, my friend Joe Doyle, who was going to be my guest today, but pray for Joe, he's got pneumonia. Joe believes that the Supreme Court will issue their ruling this morning. He sent me a note, an email, and said, I have my statement, my press release, ready to go if they do what I think they're going to do, which is release the ruling this morning. Now, I haven't heard the court. Usually convenes at 9, so that's 8 central. I would imagine that if that ruling is coming out and then the hard copies are already printed and the press releases are done, that this will be leaked out. I would imagine that that we'll know sometime early this morning, maybe even in this hour of the program, that the court's ruling on Roe was going to come out, and the entire abortion cult of death house of cards begins to crumble. So continuing with Archbishop Salvatore J. Corleone, he's quoting then Cardinal Ratzinger, quote, "When a person's formal cooperation becomes manifest, understood in the case of a Catholic politician as his consistently campaigning and voting for permissive abortion and euthanasia laws, his pastor should meet with him, instructing him about the church's teaching, informing him that he is not to present himself for Holy Communion until he brings an end to the objective situation of sin, and warning him that he will otherwise be denied the Eucharist. When these precautionary measures have not had their effect, and the person in question with obstinate persistence still presents himself to receive the Holy Eucharist, the minister of Holy Communion must refuse to distribute it." Close quote. "In striving to follow this direction, I am grateful to you for the time you have given me in the past to speak about these matters. Unfortunately, I have not received such an accommodation to my many requests to speak with you again since you vowed to codify the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in federal law following upon passage of Texas Senate Bill 8 last September. That is why I communicated my concerns to you via letter on April the 7th, 2022, and inform you there that should you not publicly repudiate your advocacy for abortion, quote, rights, close quote, or else refrain from referring to your Catholic faith in public and receiving Holy Communion, I would have no choice but to make a declaration in keeping with Canon 915 that you are not to be admitted to Holy Communion. As you have not publicly repudiated your position on abortion and continue to refer to your Catholic faith in justifying your position to receive Holy Communion, that time has now come. Therefore, in light of my responsibility as the Archbishop of San Francisco to be, by the way, San Francisco, Saint Francis of Assisi, the most wretched city in the entire continent, is named for one of the greatest saints ever, Saint Francis. San Francisco to be, quote, "concerned for all the Christian faithful entrusted to my care." And then he cites another canon law. "By means of this communication, I am hereby notifying you that," and then he bolded. In his letter, this is bold type. "You are not to present yourself for Holy Communion, and should you do so, you are not to be admitted to Holy Communion until such time as you publicly repudiate your advocacy for the legitimacy of abortion and confess and receive absolution of this grave sin and the sacrament of penance." So, you know, for those that are screaming at the Archbishop, this is a very charitable act. He's trying to save the woman's soul. I mean, this is what a bishop does. He's trying to save her from certain damnation. This is a letter of mercy. It's kind. It says, "I instructed you. You continue to ignore. Now it's time to act." But I want to talk a little bit more about this and its impact. He closes, "Please know that I stand ready to continue our conversation at any time and will continue to offer up prayer and fasting for you. I also ask all of the faithful, the Archdiocese of San Francisco, to pray for all of our legislators, especially Catholic legislators who promote procured abortion, that with the help and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they may undergo a conversion of heart in this most grave matter, and human life may be protected and fostered in every stage and condition of life. Given at San Francisco on the 19th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2022, signed Salvatore J. Corleone. This is huge. Let me give you a short list of public apostates. Those of you that aren't Catholics, Protestants, evangelicals, and what have you here, for whatever reason, this is why the church is at the heart and must be at the top of all of our affairs. This letter is how the church should govern her subjects. With love and with charity and with an eye on eternity. Now, this is not a legal act in the sense that no legislative body can enforce it. The sheriff can't go and arrest her. But it should have the same force. Nay, it should have greater force than any law passed in a secular legislating body. And if this were done for the names I'm about to give to you, we'd live in a different world. We'd live in a vastly different world. The one that we just met in Congress in Grand Coteau, Louisiana, to set about making the relationships and communities to create it, to live in it. Dick Durbin of Illinois does the exact same thing Pelosi does. He is under Archbishop Supich. He commits grave, mortal sin every time he throws public hissy fits like he did after the leaked Alito decision in Roe, advocating for abortion. He does the same thing that Pelosi does, but he does it in the Senate. Joseph, you don't need me to tell you this one, Joseph Robinette Biden, who is under the pastoral care of Archbishop Wilton Gregory, needs this letter. Kristen Gillibrand is under the pastoral care of his rotundity, Cardinal Dolan. Hateful Hochul, Satan's apostle, the governor of New York, is under Cardinal Dolan. And the list, Susan Collins of Maine is a, quote, practicing Catholic, close quote. She's a pro-abort. She's a pro-infanticide lunatic. And the list could go on and on. Who is that clown that ran as with Hillary? Tim Kaine is a practicing Catholic. He goes to St. Elizabeth's in Richmond, Virginia. Not sure who the bishop is there. Kaine is a public promoter of infanticide.